What's up? Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you maybe no longer find enjoyment in things that you used to just love doing? Do you feel like you just have no time and everything's so important and you can't do anything, but keep going and going and going? Well, today you're in luck. We're going to talk about how to know when you're doing too much. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Danny Herbody. Randy, what's up, Randy?
Yo, Danny.
So, important question. Have you ever found yourself doing too much?
On a regular basis. It's
Really?
actually been one of my practices recently is I have been trying to just live one day at a time. And it's so
Hard.
difficult because I'm
Yeah.
trying to plan my whole entire life and solve every problem for
In
my
one
entire
day.
life right
Yeah.
now.
It's
Yeah.
a lot to do in a day. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
funny. It is very hard. And because we tell ourselves, and it's like there is that truth. Like, if you commit to something and really do it, you can do anything. And while that's true and that's great, you can achieve anything. It's like those achievements can also like swallow your life, and you miss out on so many other things that are really important too. It's funny. I thought of this because I was listening to a podcast the other day where they were talking to Moby, the artist, and he was talking about a point when he was at the height of his career. He was the most depressed he's ever been because he thought when he was younger, because he was, grew up very poor. And he thought, once I have all that stuff, selling like tons of records. And he said, he realized like that didn't solve anything. And he like realized like, he's like, no matter where you're at, there's always somebody doing better. There's always somebody whose career's peaking a little bit more than yours or selling more albums or more tickets, like in his context, I guess. But yeah, so those comparisons are terrible too. It's funny.
Yeah, Will
Nobody's
Smith had
happy.
the same story in his biography where he was saying that like he thought it was because he was broke that was the cause of all his problems, and then he had a bunch of money and he's like, oh no, the problems are me.
Yeah. Jim Carrey has a similar thing too. It's like there's been so many people that have like, made it, and yet they're miserable because we don't, that can't be all there is. So hopefully, hopefully we can help you guys identify when you're doing too much. So we each have a few tips. I'm going to start. My first one is ask yourself, are you enjoying the journey? Like, this I think is important. Most of us, I think, I mean, I'm assuming, get into things because we enjoy it. There's something about it we like, whether it's like you just love learning, so you just are in school because you love that, or like, you really love programming, or you're really just into science, or whatever it is. Like, but then it becomes a slog and just all these stupid tasks you have to do. And like, just stopping and asking yourself, am I actually still enjoying this thing that I'm doing that's a huge part of my life, or is it just becoming like a burden? Because that can be a good indicator that you're doing too much.
Yeah, that's a great one. I've been going through that recently where I'm just trying to get stuff done. Like I'm just like, oh, I just have to get through this and just have to get through and just get till tomorrow. And I feel like one of those parents who's like, I just need to get the kids through college and then everything will be fine. And
And
it's
then I
just
can
like,
take a break.
when am I gonna enjoy my life? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's
Yeah.
hard too, because
So
there's times you gotta just stop, right? Like, you just gotta like stop. Yeah.
Yeah, so my first one for how to know when you're doing too much is when you're exhausted all the time. Like if you're constantly exhausted, like again, I'm thinking of the parents with children who are just exhausted nonstop. It's like you're doing too much.
Yeah.
And I've been experiencing this recently where I literally like I'm exhausted all day. I go to bed exhausted, I wake up exhausted. It's like
Yeah. There's
doing
just,
something's not right, doing too
that's
much.
it though, too. I think that's a good indicator though. Like, when you look and like when you wake up tired because there's so much to do that you just don't even have the energy to do it, you're like way overworked. Yeah. It's like you're just doing way too much. And it's such a hard thing to stop though. The parents is a good example. It's funny because I noticed like when I get like that, where I'm exhausted too, like you get short with people, your stress levels are just high, your anger spikes really easily. I mean, it's pretty easy to tell when it's happening if we pay attention to ourselves at all. So, yeah, being exhausted is a good sign. My second one for when you're doing too much is ask yourself, are you still aligned with your values? Because I think I noticed, like, we've talked about this a ton, like, you want to open up new opportunities. You want to make more chances to yourself. So there's this like impulse to say yes to everything, and like sometimes it feels good. You're doing new things, you're trying new stuff out. That's great. But like, hits a point sometimes where you're just doing too much, you're tired all the time, and you have to ask yourself, like, and what I is what I'm doing actually aligned with what I really want? Because that can be a very hard question to ask yourself, but an important one, because that can give you insight into, like, well, what do I actually, what is the life that I want? What's the dream life that I've planned for myself? Do I even have an idea? And then you can kind of start saying yes and no in accordance with that, getting there.
Yeah, that's a great one. There was this book that I read called Essentialism, which talked about this concept of defining your values, what's important, what's essential. And they had like basically 3 points to it. There's the concept that like I choose to, there was only a few things really matter, and then there's I can do anything, but not everything. And so like when I read that book, I kind of sat down and well, first I made a list of all the stuff that I was doing, and it was like 60 things. And I'm like,
Too much.
okay, too much. But then I sat down and I was like, what really matters? And it was helpful for me because I have that list, and I can reference it pretty regularly. Because like all the time, I'll stop doing all the excess things and just focus on these things, and my life starts getting really good. And then I just start piling on more and more and more and more and more. And then I just get do too much. So yeah, it's helpful
No,
to pare it down.
that's a really good practical idea though too, is writing those things down and really prioritizing. Because then like, look, what really matters to me is, especially like, say, like with like my achievements or what I'm working on, like these three areas. I do those things, then I can take a break that day and maybe, like, I don't know, spend time with people I love, or like, do something that's a hobby that I enjoy, whatever it is, Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And that would be a good way for people to actually identify those values and stuff that matter.
Bingo. So my next one for how to know when you're doing too much is when your passions stop being fun. That's a definite indicator to know that you're doing too much. Like I have this happen on a regular basis where I'll start doing stuff that I really enjoy and I love it and I'm so excited that I'm doing it. And then I just start piling so much stuff into my life that the stuff that I love to do is now an obligation instead of the joy that it actually is. And once that happens, I know that, I've gone too far and I need to take a couple steps back.
Well, there's nothing worse too than like something you love and then it starts to feel just like work. And like all the joy is just sapped out of it, And it's like that's a good indicator too. I remember like my partner, she does like she has an artistic group. She does tattooing and stuff. And like when they get really busy at times, and I can always tell because like she'll be at home on a day off trying to draw, and I can tell she just doesn't want to. It's like you've hit that limit, like where the creative work is hard and you need that mental energy to do it. So yeah, that's a good one. My last one for how to know when you're doing too much is, are you afraid of breaks? And this is a good one because I've gotten to this point too where, like, we all feel like we're the most important thing, what we're doing so important, right? And like, you tell me, like, no, I can't take a break. Like, this is, I gotta get this done. And it's like, if you're at that point where you can't even take a break for yourself, for your own like health, you're probably doing too much and you should reassess what you're doing. It's a good way to tell.
I am there. I am right there. I'm terrified of taking breaks. Yeah. My last one for how to know when you're doing too much is when you're getting less than 8 hours of sleep. Like, okay, so get this. I mean, people argue this. They'll say, I don't need that much sleep. Well, before Edison invented the light bulb, the average person got 11 hours of sleep per night.
Because you couldn't do much at night. It was dark.
Right. Like that's the physiologic standard, 11 hours, not 7 or 8 hours, like a lot of sleep professionals talk about. Without all this addictive attention-grabbing stuff, 11 hours is pretty much the normal for humans. So, like, if you're not getting at least 8, you're in trouble.
It's funny though, because you look at other animals. Like I just like look at your pets if you have pets. Like I used to look at my cats all the time, sleep like 19 hours a day. My dogs get up, they're up probably for a few hours, and they pretty much on and off nap from like 11 to 4 every day. Like, you look at these animals and just look at how much they sleep, and it seems so much to us like crazy, but at the same time, it's like, well, we're animals too. Maybe we need that. Maybe we need like not 19 hours, but like, these are 10 or 9 or 8, or a nap, even a nap during the day can be really helpful,
Dude, there's so much stuff. Like when you're sleeping, it's the only time that your mind can repair itself. And even one of the biggest times that you actually lose weight is when you're sleeping.
Really?
which is crazy. Like, we have an obesity epidemic in America and the Western world because people don't sleep and they eat way too much, but they also don't sleep. And like, when you're sleeping, your body's able to repair itself. That's when you actually lose a lot of weight. And so there's a whole bunch of things that you get from it, but most people are too busy because, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. We all think we're super important and that we can't take a break. And when I say we, I'm pointing right at myself
Oh
here.
yeah, we're all in the same boat. I know. Yeah. And it's funny too, 'cause like I've had that happen so many times where like I know I need sleep, but I'm like, I just gotta get this done. It takes me 12 times longer to do it. Mentally, I'm not there. And when I do tell myself, no, just go to bed and I'll deal with it tomorrow, half the time I knock it out in like 30 minutes when I wake up because I'm fresh, my brain's ready to handle it, you know. And it's like, you know, you just see how important it is. Yeah. So there you have it then. Boom. If how to know when you're doing too much. Hopefully this helps you guys. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. Check us out wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. Please like, share, subscribe, leave a review. It helps a lot. We'll be back later this week with a full-length episode. Until then, later, Andy.
Later, Danny.